And our question is this real? You know, sadly, what I just described is real. In a short conclusion, the church is going through the worst crisis of her Catholic history. But she, and this is where, from Revelation on, both in Greek and Latin, the church in divine revelation is always feminine gender. Ecclesia in Greek. Although that from the Greek, ecclesia is always feminine gender. Why? Because the church is who? She is the bride or the spouse of Christ. Now, I repeat, the worst crisis in the history of the church. But she will not only survive, she will thrive. But on one condition, that we are willing not only to live, but to die a martyr's death for our faith in the priesthood, given to us by Jesus Christ on the night before he died. And I just know too much for my own comfort. I know what's going on. And when you are, say, speaking to a bishop, and the Holy See wants to change or stop what he's doing, only God knows the courage you have to have, the courage not merely to talk to the bishop, but with God's grace, to persuade him. And all I can do is, well, what? A sinner who happens to be a Jesuit can do. And this is where, sisters, before we finish my stay here in Calcutta, I beg you to pray and sacrifice for bishops and priests every day, and they'll try to do it during the break, is find my manuscript called For Jesuits, a Jesuit Prayer Book, which he didn't have too much time because I should know better when I come to Calcutta. Have some little bit of free time, but not much. And the prayer for Jesuits, which I am revising for the book. And the knee, that's what happened in the 16th century. In the 16th century, St. Ignatius called the Society of Jesus. Everything that I read to you was the foundation of Protestantism. Martin Luther broke with the Catholic Church for one reason. Many other things entered his life. The main reason was he lost his faith in his own priesthood. And I cannot tell you because I've struggled with priests who lost their faith in their priesthood. And now in Detroit, where I live, people ask me, Father, they describe what the priest says, for example, at Mass. Oh, where before the Sunday Mass, I think I told you this, didn't I, sisters? All the people entering the church, I told you this, didn't I? I've given a copy of the Eucharistic prayer to recite along with the priest. And they're told, you are as much priest as I am. Then people ask me, Father, is that a valid Mass? And I have to say, I hope so. Now hear it, sisters. Just because a priest, although he was validly ordained, just because he's lost his faith even in God, faith in Christ's divinity, faith in his own priesthood. This is good to hear. Just because he has lost his faith, nevertheless, both his consecration at Mass and his absolution in the sacrament of confession are valid. The loss of faith, or, see, the loss of sanctifying grace, does not deprive the priest of the power of exercising his priesthood. But one important condition, and sisters, you're in so many countries, and I know how well I know what's going on. The priest's consecration of Mass, absolution, and the sacrament of penance, they are valid, provided when he consecrates at Mass or absolves in the sacrament of penance, he does not intend, watch it, with his will, he does not intend to withdraw his purpose, provided he does not, when he pronounces these words, I no longer believe, but I don't want to consecrate. Am I clear? The essence of consecration by a priest, provided he's validly ordained, the essence of consecration is not his holiness, not his moral condition, not even his faith. The essence is he wants to do what those, say, stupid people who still believe in the real presence expect him to do. If he withdraws the intention, am I clear? Then there's no consecration and no absolution. Now the danger, as you see, is very great. Because how can the people tell? How can they tell? If he no longer believes, how can we tell whether he intends to do what he no longer believes is real? I think I've told you. I've gone to confession to priests. I told you this, didn't I? Who did not know the formula of absolution? And more than once, I've gone to confession, and the priest tells me, I'm sorry, I don't know the words of absolution. Will you help me? So, I say the words of absolution. He repeats after me, and then I'm absolved. Sisters, you are, thank God, preparing for the 21st century. And more than we will ever know until we reach heaven. And then in heaven, sisters, we're going to talk about these things. And somebody with a good memory, remember? I think it was in Calcutta. Let's see, what year was it? I think it was, let's see. Oh, it was December 1997. But sisters, this is very real. And the secret, I keep repeating, is to understand what we believe. You don't get that, sisters, by just saying your prayers. Say your prayers. But meditate. Think about your faith. And especially before the Blessed Sacrament. And, oh, the story I could tell for the next 6 weeks. And the important is for us to understand what we believe. And this means also, sisters, to know how to deal, say, with the priest. Now, this morning, Frank, we had Mass, 6:30 Mass. I like to go to, I like to hear Mass. Then also, I get the confession. At first, the priest looks at me strange. Is this man normal? But this morning at Mass, the priest get the host into the chalice. And then, for communion to the people, Frank, for communion to the people, the brothers who receive, they are given communion in the hand, right?
Well, not in the hand. They take it from the priest with the hand.
They take it from the priest in their hand. Then they, the people, dip it into the chalice. That is W-R-O-N-G. That is verboten. That's forbidden.
Father, also were asked to pronounce the minor elevation.
Say that again.
People were also asked to pronounce the minor elevation.
The people were asked to pronounce the minor elevation together with the priest. They were asked
to
the doxology. He asked the people to pronounce with him.
The words are. Now, where is this?
This morning, Mass, Father.
Well, sisters. And behind these practices, and this is just the beginning, is, and the kindest word I can use is stupidity. And I've spent hours and hours or a period of years talking to Mother. Well, the need for the missionaries of charity to have sound Catholic education and training in the faith. And sisters, I must say this. Pray for your missionaries of charity fathers. Pray for them. They will have a clear, deep understanding of their faith because the sisters, missionaries of charity, depend a great deal on the missionaries of charity fathers. And nobody said anything. It's 17 after. So, let's make it short. Just ancestors for a change in English. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. We'll see. Now, sisters, is it okay if we meet at 10:30? Is that okay?